I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. As the leaves start dropping, many gardeners' attention turns to fall garden cleanup. While this is an autumn tradition, there's some new advice about how and when to clean up the yard and garden that might make it easier work for you and help our bees, beneficial insects, and birds, too. The best way for me to remember these new tips is to think of one of my commands for our dogs. Leave it. Leave it. Leaves on the lawn should be mowed and left to decompose. This creates a thin leaf layer that earthworms will feed on to enhance the soil. Thick layers of leaves do have to be removed, but can be used to make piles in the backyard that will decompose into leaf mold compost. In our flower gardens, if you have cone-producing flowers such as Echinacea, Helenium, and Rudbeckia, leave the spent flowers. The black cones are filled with seeds that small birds love. We like watching the goldfinches and chickadees feast on these seeds well into November. After the birds have finished, then it's time to cut back the plants. But even then, the new advice is to leave the chopped cuttings in the garden unless they're disease and insect infested. These cuttings will cover and protect the soil with a mulch that feeds the plants as it breaks down and provides a wintering place for beneficial insects and caterpillars that will be bird food in spring. Plus, it's a lot less work for you and me. Also, weed out perennial weeds such as quackgrass and dandelions, add compost around plants, and mulch to get your garden ready to grow next spring. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about pumpkins. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.